This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, man, about a half hour away from tip between Gonzaga and the Georgia Bulldogs. We've been going round and round looking at the matchups, and certainly there's a lot of things that folks around the betting world look at, and they feel that, you know, maybe Gonzaga, the experience, the brand, that's why they're getting more juice nationally. And Georgia certainly can beat a Florida, can beat a Kentucky, beat a St. John's earlier this year, but can they put it together? Can Mike White handle the pressure? Can his guys keep it together for 40 minutes? Can you go without those dreaded scoring droughts, which watch teams just take it and cut into Georgia's leads when they blew games this year, whether at home or away?
Yeah, we went back and looked at their last, like, 5 or 6 games earlier in the show just to see what they were averaging, and they had a good – I mean, they were scoring in the 70s and 80s in almost every game, Mike, so they were competitive, but it's the end of games. Are they able to, with Mike White leading the charge and Asa Newell and Silas Demery Jr., are they able to command the end of a game against a tough opponent like Gonzaga? And I feel like that's why they get the 6.5-point edge, because I think this game's going to be close, Mike. Don't get me wrong, but my concern is in the final 5 minutes, Mark Few being able to do something that Mike White just can't do.
The model that simulates every Division I college basketball game 10,000 times. Have you seen this one?
No.
The model produced, you know, the different brackets. The model has dialed on, this is from an article from, this is Sporting News, and the model that's dialed in on Georgia versus Gonzaga revealed its picks and predictions. Now, you got to go to a paywall to see this, so they're kind of teasing me, but basically what the computer thinks is Gonzaga's going to win, and Gonzaga's going to win by more than 6.5.
Yeah, and the over-under, if anybody cares about that sort of thing, is 150. So an average to slightly above average scoring game in this one.
But again, as Kenny Mayne used to say, the games are not played on computers. They're played inside televisions.
Well, that's right.
And so we're going to hopefully be able to step up. And as you said, you've been talking a lot about Silas Demery being able to do his thing. And Blue Kane and all these other guys. But Asa Newell's going to have a big – I don't see any way they win without him having a big day.
No, you absolutely are going to need him to be the best. All these guys, though, Mike, every single player on this team, you cannot shrink in this moment. And the one thing that Mark Few brings that Mike White just doesn't have right now with these guys is a calming presence and an influence and experience in these big games. Like, this is nothing for Mark Few and his guys right now. This is just getting the feet wet into the tournament as they make deep runs seemingly almost every single year. Right. For Georgia, Mike, this is the complete opposite. This is the end of a 10-year playoff drought.
Right, and again, Georgia has hired some really mediocre coaches at the end of the run. Tom Crean had nothing going on. You know, we've talked going all the way. It all started, I mean, you go back to, like, you know, when Tubby left to go take the Kentucky job, and then Ron Jersa. That was, with all due respect to Coach Dooley, was just an uncompelling hire.
That's
his assistant, and that went nowhere. Herrick was exciting, but of course, you weren't playing by the rules. And then you just had this, like, string of coaches that just couldn't get the job done. And it just, as a Georgia fan, you see, and you and I have talked about this, it's been Auburn. It's been Alabama. Tennessee's always been good. It's always been Kentucky, and, you know, Tennessee has certainly been around. But there's all these teams that are able to be football factories and basketball factories, and Georgia just can't seem to do it. That's why I've been kind of leaning into Mike White to be more than just another one of these, you know, Dennis Felton or Mark Fox or Tom Crean. They were going to move on from him in Florida. their coach who took over was doing better than he ever did.
Much.
So that's why I'm like, okay, let's go. Step up.
Well, Mike, here's the thing, too. I don't know if you've been hearing
this. You're three games over 500 for your career at Georgia in an era where you can make a phone call and get a star in here if you've got the checkbook.
Well, you should be able to.
You're Georgia. Thing. I mean, This isn't Pudwacker State.
No, you should be able to.
And I'm sure Pudwacker State has a tremendous NIL package.
Here's the thing, too. I've seen a lot of these experts pick Florida to win the whole thing because they feel like Florida is actually the most complete team top to bottom in the country.
Right.
So you talk about in your own divisions, in your own conferences, you got to be able to play with the rest of the pack. Here's a stat, Mike, that unfortunately does not favor the Bulldogs that well. The other Bulldogs, the Gonzaga Bulldogs, they're 9-4 in non-conference play this year.
Yeah.
So they're not, again, they're not coming into this thing worried about, like, oh, they're right next to us, a 9-8 match. No. Georgia is the one under the spotlight this time around that are the underdogs and that are going to need to prove themselves.
Right. Now, Georgia, strength of schedule, you know, week in, week out, playing in the SEC is different than what Gonzaga plays. But Gonzaga, to Chris's point, always plays in the big out of conference, out of West Coast, WCC tournament action. They obviously, you know, St. Mary's, we saw that game. It's not as good as Gonzaga has been in the past, but they're a team that scores a ton of points. By now, most of you guys have handicapped it. They're averaging 86.6 a game, second best in the nation. Georgia's had a really good defense throughout the year. So they're going to have to be really good. Look, Georgia, St. John's, Houston, these are teams that, you know, they can't stay in these games with defense. But this afternoon, you're going to have to be basically letter perfect with your other guys. AC Newell needs a monster day.
Houston, by the way, came out and made a statement. I know that it's 116. They doubled them. They only gave up 40 points for an entire game in the opening round, which is, as you just said, their hallmark. So they're basically saying, hey, we're not here. We're not blanking around. We're going to come out of this thing round one and fire.
Yeah, man. Auburn's leading by 10, by the way, over Alcorn State. You got Alabama State, I should say. McNeese is up on Clemson 25-11. VCU just getting underway with BYU. There's another one that's kind of a toss-up. Creighton took out Louisville. As I told Chris, no one gives a crap about your brackets.
Nope.
Purdue handled High Point, NC High Point. So it's mostly, for the most part, it's chalk with the exception of Louisville.
Yeah.
But Clemson's got to get it in gear. And you kind of feel they will. I can't listen to Clark Kellogg, who knows more about this than all of us put together, loves Clemson. I can't believe Clemson's going to go out in round one.
Yeah, I mean, listen, obviously it's still early and you got 3 minutes left in the first half.
Mike, I think it's got 11 points through 17 minutes of action.
Yeah, I don't know what's going
on.
I don't know what's going on here. This is not good. Obviously all eyes are going to be on Georgia and Gonzaga, 435. 650, you got Wofford and Tennessee. That should be another cakewalk. I'm looking at 7-10, though, Mike. I'm looking at Arkansas, Kansas.
Yeah, some guys have Kansas. Some I heard Andy and Randy talking about it. Computer. It might have been Bo Johnson on the Steakhouse. Computer likes Kansas. Again, who's programming the computer? What are the parameters? Nerds! Shut up, nerd!
Yeah.
I would like to see Calipari advance, but Calipari, like if it gets late and his X's and O's, that's not his thing.
No, it's not.
Unless he's got guys going right to the NBA who can just basically poison men against boys, he's not going anywhere. We've known that.